USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump told House Republicans in a conference call that he was urged by Energy Secretary Rick Perry to make the midsummer phone call to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that is now at the center of the House Democrats' impeachment inquiry. Trump has also suggested that it was a call that he didn't initially want to make. Department of Energy Press Secretary Shailen Hayes said that Secretary Perry absolutely supported and encouraged the president to speak to the new president of Ukraine to discuss matters related to energy security and economic development. Perry is reportedly set to resign from his position as energy secretary in November. A second whistleblower has come forward with information about President Donald Trump's call with the president of Ukraine. According to attorneys representing that whistleblower and the intelligence official whose earlier complaint set off a series culminating in the impeachment inquiry, the second whistleblower, quote, has firsthand knowledge of the events, according to his attorney, Mark Zaid. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska, but then he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An Alabama hospital system that quit accepting new patients after a ransomware attack said that they got the key to unlock the computer systems by paying the attackers, according to spokesman Brad Fisher. Fisher said, for ongoing security reasons, we'll be keeping confidential specific details about the investigation and the coordination with that attacker. The three hospitals, which mostly serve West Alabama, had about 860 beds total and admitted more than 32,000 patients last month. President Donald Trump has asked for a substantial cut in the National Security Council staff, according to Bloomberg. The step was described by some as part of an effort from the White House to make its foreign policy arm leaner. The request to do so was conveyed to officials by current White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien earlier in the week. The reductions at the agency, which currently employs 310 people, will be carried out through attrition. The report did not mention the exact number by which Trump is looking to cut the agency's staff. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
An investigation by Consumer Reports has found the average cable bill includes more than 13 line item changes that are used to pass along rate increases to customers while leaving advertised rates unchanged. John Clements reports.
The investigation by Consumer Reports found cable companies charge numerous costly fees that can add about $450 to the average customer's bill each year. Jonathan Schwantes is a senior policy counsel for Consumer Reports.
They found a way to break out one of their input costs. With that is they're still advertising a low rate, and the rate increases happen when Comcast or Charter raise these fees, and oftentimes those fees aren't included as part of your locked-in promotional rate. So really, they've created a way to disguise their cost increase.
Schwantes reports cable providers could be making an estimated $28 billion a year by charging company-imposed fees. I'm John Clemens.
Oregon's Governor Kate Brown ordered a six-month ban on all sales of flavored e-cigarettes with nicotine or THC amid the escalating vaping-related lung illness epidemic. It's unclear exactly when the flavored e-cigarette ban will start. The governor told state agencies to immediately pass emergency rules to ban the products. The governor said, "My first priority is to safeguard the health of all Oregonians by keeping potentially unsafe products off store shelves and out of the hands of Oregon's children and youth. We prevent exposing more people to potentially dangerous chemical compounds." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.